It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento, California, home of the Sacramento Rivercats. Tonight, the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Rivercats in Game 3 of a six-game series. And the Rainiers have won the first two here. They took the opener on Tuesday night by a score of 5-2. Great start from Darren McCacken in that one, and a three-run homer by Jake Shiner. Then yesterday, day game, Rainiers won 6-4 as Didi Gregorius had a homer and a double. Pedro Severino hit a double and a homer and had four runs batted in. And Mark Mathias had four hits. So the Rainiers with a big offensive showing yesterday, and they have made it back-to-back wins here in Sacramento. And that got Tacoma's record back to 500 on the year at 46-46. And the Rainiers are now 9-8 in the second half standings. And that leaves them three games behind first place Albuquerque and Round Rock, as the second half standings are what's going to determine the playoff spot. As Oklahoma City won the first half, they clinched the first playoff spot. Whoever wins the second half will play them for the Pacific Coast League Championship. Well, on the mound for the Rainiers today, left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart's 2-2 with a 4.89 ERA. He makes his eighth start of the season. Sean Jelly, the tall guy, starts for Sacramento, 6'11". He's 1-4 with a 5.66 ERA. This will be his 13th start of the season. The Rainiers and the Rivercats, AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants, going head-to-head here in the heat in Sacramento. It's over 100 degrees as game time approaches. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest roster move. There was a big one today. We'll talk about that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Tacoma taking on Sacramento tonight here in the River City. Sacramento right along the ballpark, very close to the Sacramento Rivercat, the Sacramento River. You can see the Tower Bridge extending across from West Sacramento to downtown Sacramento, visible from pretty much everywhere in the ballpark here in Sacramento. Well, the Red Deers lost a key player today. Cade Marlowe got called up. Congratulations to Cade, as he got called up because Jared Kelnick landed on the injured list for Seattle with a fractured left foot. So Marlowe replaces him. Marlowe had his 17-game hitting streak end yesterday when he went 0-for-5, but he's been hot for nearly a month, and Marlowe hopefully will be able to help out the Mariners. He did start today, went 0-for-3 with a walk, so he's still looking for his first big league hit. So no Marlowe in the Red Deers starting lineup, not on the roster anymore. We'll check out the starting lineups when our pregame show continues after this.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for Tacoma, leading off playing left field, Sam Haggerty. Didi Gregorius hits second. He's at second base. Hitting third, Jake Shiner. He's at third. In the cleanup spot, Taylor Trammell in center. Batting fifth, catcher Brian O'Keefe. Zach Deloach hits sixth. He's in right field. Mark Mathias bats seventh. He'll DH. Hitting eighth, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, left-hander Kyle Hart. Sacramento is the Giants affiliate, managed by Dave Brundage. They lead off with Bryce Johnson in center field. Batting second, shortstop Marco Luciano. Hitting third, the third baseman Tyler Fitzgerald. In the cleanup spot, Joey Barty's the catcher. Batting fifth, right fielder Elliot Ramos. Hitting sixth, designated hitter Jackson Reitz. Armando Alvarez bats seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth, left fielder Jack Larson. And batting ninth, second baseman Will Wilson. On the mound, Sean Jelly. Umpires, Harley Acosta has the plate. Alex McKay, the crew chief, is at first. And Mark Stewart is at third. It's Tacoma and Sacramento. That's it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Sacramento River Cats. Sam Haggerty stands in the batter's box. Sean Jelly, all 6'11" of him, into his motion. And the first pitch of the game is taken inside for a ball. And we are underway here in Sacramento. Haggerty batting left-handed against the righty, hitting .277 with a .342 on base percentage. And he takes a pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-0. Jelly is making his 13th start for Sacramento, 1-4 with a 5.66 ERA. He's faced the Red Ears once this year in Tacoma, May 31st, allowed 3 runs in 5 innings. Mike Ford homered off him. Well, Haggerty pulls the ball into right field. There's a base hit. So he has a single on the 2-0 pitch, and that starts the ball game for the Red Ears. See if the Red Ears can hit another homer in the first. The Red Ears have homered at the top of the first inning in each of the first 2 games of this series. And the Red Ears have hit 20 homers in the first inning this season, which is actually tied with Salt Lake for most first-inning homers in the league. Didi Gregorius homered in the first inning yesterday, and he stands in now. Here's the pitch from Jelly. And it's a swing and a miss at a first-pitch curve. There's strike one. Jelly, H-J-E-L-L-E. He's from Minnesota. Ready with his 0-1 pitch on its way to Gregorius, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Jelly, as mentioned, 6'11", but he's not a complete flamethrower. He'll work in the low 90s and sometimes bump it up to 94. In 49 innings this year, he has 41 strikeouts and 20 walks. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it bounces up to the plate, 1-2. Gregorius, with back-to-back two-hit games, has gotten his batting average over the Mendoza line. He's at .211. The home run he hit yesterday was his first for the Red Ears. He hit 3 balls hard yesterday, which was very encouraging. Gregorius, longtime big league vet, just recently signed by the Mariners. 1-2 pitch inside for a ball, 2-2. Gregorius this year, after playing for Holland in the World Baseball Classic, the Netherlands, he ended up playing in the Mexican League because he didn't have a job with an affiliated team, and he hit well in Mexico, so the Mariners decided to bring him in and take a look, and he's been with the Red Ears for just about 3 weeks now. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Gregorius. And the pitch from Jelly is hit hard up the middle and through into center field. Almost caught by Jelly. And taking second is Haggerty. And aboard at first is Gregorius. That ball was smoked right through the box. And Jelly had that ball zip past his torso. And he nearly caught it with a glove hand. But it's a base hit for Gregorius. The Red Ears with back-to-back singles to start things off here in the top of the first, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. And the pitch from Jelly is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Shiner's hitting .276 with 24 homers, 82 runs batted in. Leads the league in homers, runs batted in, and runs scored, 71 runs scored. Second in the league in total bases. Third in the league in walks drawn. In the top 10 in slugging percentage and OPS. 1-0 pitch to Shiner. Swung on, grounded to the left side, should be two. Fitzgerald, the third baseman, to Wilson for one. On to first, they turn it. The double play around the horn, third to second to first. And just like that, 2 men are gone, and there's a runner at third for Taylor Trammell. Trammell hitting .277 with a dozen homers, 31 runs batted in. And the pitch misses inside for a ball. Trammell was hitless yesterday, 0-4, but he did draw a walk, and He has reached base safely in 9 straight games. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Smaller crowd on hand today in Sacramento. We'll see how they do on the weekend. They usually draw very well on the weekends here. Next pitch lined into left field. A base hit for Trammell. And scoring from third is Haggerty. Taylor Trammell with the RBI single. And the Red Ears take a 1-0 lead at the top of the first inning. So Trammell drives in Haggerty with the Red Ears' third single of the top of the first. And now Trammell's at first with 2 down for Brian O'Keefe. And Trammell becomes a candidate to try to steal. Being held on at first by Alvarez. And the pitch to O'Keefe is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Very hot here in Sacramento. There's actually a heat warning for Friday and Saturday. So we have that to look forward to. So now the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. Temperature is expected to get up in the 108-109 range tomorrow and Saturday. Now a pickoff throw to first, and it gets past Alvarez, and Trammell will move up to second base. So he advances on the air. Air's going to be charged to Jelly, the pitcher. And so Trammell now in scoring position. And the count's even on O'Keefe. 1-1. By the way, we're using the automated ball strike system today. The computer calling all the pitches. We'll go to the challenge system tomorrow for the weekend games. 1-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-1. O'Keefe hitting 241, 16 homers, 836 OPS. 2-1 pitch from Jelly is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. 2-2 down. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jelly with the pitch. And it swung on and hit in the air towards right center into the gap, moving over Johnson, and he makes the catch. And that's the final out at the top of the first inning. Tacoma gets a run on 3 hits. There was 1 error and 1 runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 1, Sacramento coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Airs get a run at the top of the first inning. Not a homer this time. They hit three singles and scored a run. Now they take the field, and Kyle Hart's making the start for the Red Airs today. The veteran lefty has finished his warm-ups. Bryce Johnson heading to the plate. Johnson, he's been back and forth in the last 48 hours. He was on the Sacramento roster the day before the series started on Monday. He was with them on Sunday when they wrapped up the Oklahoma City series. He got called up by the Giants for 2 days and then optioned back to Sacramento, and here he is. And he's been doing that this year, going back and forth. Switch hitter bats right. Hart's pitch is hit in the air to left field. That struck pretty well. Back is Haggerty, still back at the track, but it is gone. First pitch of the game thrown by Kyle Hart is hit out of here to left field by Bryce Johnson, his fifth AAA homer of the year. And Sacramento ties it up immediately. It's 1-1. So Bryce Johnson circles the bases. Solo homer. One pitch, and the Cats are on the board, and here comes Marco Luciano. Luciano, the Giants' top prospect, made his AAA debut yesterday, was 1-for-4 with an infield single and scored a run. He's a right-hand hitter, just 21 years old, and Hart's pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Luciano was hitting .228 with 11 homers at AA Richmond, got promoted. 1-0 pitch is waved at and missed, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch grounded sharply to third. That's fielded by Shiner, and he tosses it to first for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the first inning. So Luciano grounds out to Jake Shiner at third base. And now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. Fitzgerald hitting .279 with 11 homers, 37 runs batted in. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, going 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss. So Hart's out ahead of the count, 0-2. Hart didn't allow a homer in his first six starts for Tacoma. Gave up three homers in his last start, number seven, and this is his eighth start today. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-2 to Fitzgerald. Hart. 2-2 with a 4.89 ERA coming in. Now he misses down and in with a slider, and the count's even, 2-2. Shadow covering home plate at the pitcher's mound on the left side of the infield. Right side of the infield's in the sun, as is the outfield. So here's one inside now, and the count is full. Three 2 pitch on its way to Hart. Misses ball four, so he was ahead of the count 0-2 and then missed with four straight pitches, and Fitzgerald draws a one-out walk. So he heads down to first base, and now Joey Bart is the batter. Bart hitting .250 in 28 games with three homers. And Hart's pitch is a breaking ball inside. One 0 pitch. There's a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Went to a fastball there, hit the inside corner. Bart's been swinging it well recently, hitting safely in 13 of his last 14 games for the Rivercats. He blooped an RBI single last night. And he takes a pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1. Now a toss to first base. Back in safely is Fitzgerald. Two-one pitch, up and away, ball three. Pitch up and in, ball four. So Bart heads down to first. Fitzgerald takes second. There are two on now after back-to-back walks. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. 1-1 tie, bottom of the first. Hart getting himself into a jam here with the walks. Elliot Ramos, right-hand hitter, batting .294 in 29 games with six homers. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. And it swung on, bounced foul. Well, Hart could get a double play ball here and just put an end to this. Rainiers grounded into a double play at the top of this inning. Maybe the Rainiers could turn a double play in the bottom of the inning. Now the 1-1. Down and in for a ball, 2-1. Offering. Grounded down the first baseline, fair ball, and it's just hugging that foul line towards the right field corner. Fitzgerald scores, Bart's around third. They stop him there, and in at second base with a double and an RBI is Elliot Ramos, and the Rivercats lead it 2-1. And they have runners at second and third with only one out. So Ramos grounds one down the right field line for an RBI double. Jackson Reitz now the hitter. And Hart's job now is to try to prevent this from turning into a big inning, which it easily could, as there are runners at second and third with only one out. Reitz in 15 games for Sacramento's hitting .212. He leans out over the plate. He's been hit by a pitch in each of the first two games of this series, and he takes the first pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. The count. Next pitch coming from Hart, and it swung on and hit on one hop to short, and it is fielded by McCoy, throws to Gregorius, and they put the tag on Ramos, who was the runner at second base, and they get him, and the whole time Bart held at third base, so Reitz reaches first on a fielder's choice. Ramos out at second, 6-4 on the play. And that worked out perfectly. McCoy fielding that sharp ball on one hop. He froze the runner at third. But Ramos, the runner at second, broke towards third. And McCoy noted that and was able to throw behind him to Gregorius to get the tag on Ramos. Well done by McCoy and Gregorius. So here's Armando Alvarez with runners at the corners and two outs. And it's a curveball down low, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Alvarez. Now Hart's ready. And the pitch is a fastball that's in for a strike. So the count's even now, 1-1. Alvarez hitting .299 in 26 games, 87 at-bats, has hit three homers. One-one pitch from Hart. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 offering is swung on and lined into center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Fielded on one hop by Trammell. Scoring from third is Bart. Stopping at second is Reitz. It's a two-out RBI single for Armando Alvarez, and Sacramento leads 3-1. So here's the former right here, Jack Larson, the eighth man to come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Hart has thrown 25 pitches. Brian O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Hart and kind of slow things down a little bit and give him a breather. Jack Larson just recently traded by the Mariners to the Giants for cash considerations. And he started Tuesday's game, the series opener, went 0-for-4, was not in the lineup yesterday against the lefty Malone, but he is in there today against the lefty Hart. Larson settles in. 2 on, 2 out, and the pitch from Hart is a breaking ball inside. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0. Down low, snap throw to second by O'Keefe, and getting back in safely is Reitz. So two balls, no strikes. And Hart with his pitch. And it is up high, ball three. Since getting traded to Sacramento, Larson is 2-for-15. He hit .313 with the right ears and had a .466 on base percentage. 3-0 is in there for a strike, 3-1. Three-one pitch coming from Hart. Inside, ball four, third walk of the inning. This one loads the bases. Reitz takes third, Alvarez to second, Larson down to first. Bases are loaded with two outs for Will Wilson. Wilson hitting .231 with 11 homers, tied for the Sacramento team lead. 43 runs batted in. Big batter here, three runs are in the first. Bases loaded, two outs. Hart's pitch is swung on, grounded towards first, and Hummel fields it and takes it to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. Wilson grounds out, and that does it for Sacramento, but the Rivercats send nine batters to the plate in the first inning and score three runs on three hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Farelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Sacramento leads the Red Ears. We head to the second inning of play. Zach Deloach in the batter's box to lead off the top of the second. Sean Jelly is into his motion, and the righty's pitch is taken for a strike, going one. Deloach back in the lineup today after a day off yesterday. He's hitting .287 with 10 homers, 48 runs batted in, and a .391 on base percentage, and he pulls a ball through into right field, a base hit. Ground ball single for Deloach, and the Red Ears have their fourth hit of the game already. Zach Deloach with a leadoff single here in the top of the second inning. Now the batter will be Mark Mathias, who had four hits yesterday, a 4-for-5 performance. It was three singles and a double, and he scored two runs. Mathias steps in. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. Red Ears wearing their red jerseys today with the gray pants. The Rivercats are wearing some throwback Sacramento Solons old school PCL logo jerseys today. They're white with white pants and a white hat. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Mathias. So one ball, one strike to Mark Mathias. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side, and the count's 1-2. Both teams getting on the scoreboard of the first inning tonight. Next pitch is a called strike three. Snap throw to first, and back in safely is Deloach. But Mathias has struck out looking, and that's the first out of the inning. And also, it's Jelly's first strikeout tonight. What a way for Cooper Hummel. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left. Pitch is ball one. Hummel batting .250, but tied for third in the league with 58 walks and has a .426 on base percentage. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Two-oh pitch to Hummel. In at the knees for a strike. Leading from first is Deloach. He's being held on by Alvarez. And this pitch misses ball three. The Sacramento defense up the middle. They have Will Wilson at second base, Marco Luciano at short, and Tyler Fitzgerald at third. Outfield is Larson in left, Bryce Johnson, good defensive center fielder, and Elliot Ramos in right. Next pitch is high ball four. Hummel draws his walk, and he heads down to first base. Deloach will take second, and Tacoma has two on with one out for Mason McCoy. McCoy hitting .232 with 10 homers, 47 runs batted in this year. McCoy waving the bat back and forth. He was off yesterday, back in the lineup today. And the pitch to him is swung on and bounced foul. Recently, the Red Deers have had a lot of regular players who have been getting more days off than they're used to, but that changes now because Marlowe was promoted today. The Red Deers did not get a position player back because Marlowe was filling in for an injured player in Kelnick. And thus, the Red Deers are down to 11 position players on the roster, and that's fine. In the words of manager John Russell, as here's a check swing and McCoy held up in time, 1-1. Russell said it's not a problem being down to 11 players because he has so many players on his roster who are capable of playing multiple positions that he says 11 players is fine. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball headed towards the corner. Coming around third is Deloach. He's going to score. They're waving Hummel around third. He's headed home, and he's going to score. And in at second base with a two-run double is Mason McCoy. And we are all even. It is 3-3. Mason McCoy with the ground ball double down the third baseline. Drives in a pair of runs. That's his 17th double of the year, and he's up to 49 runs batted in. So we're all even now, 3-3 in the top of the second inning. Looks like we're going to see some scoring tonight, folks. Could be one of those nights of the PCL. Here's Sam Haggerty. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Haggerty singled and scored in the first. Six of the Red Deers' first nine hitters have reached, five of them getting hits. Here's the 1-0 from Jelly, and it is in there for a strike. So 1-1 the count to Sam Haggerty. One pitch coming. And it is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Jelly with the 2-1 pitch. Called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch coming. Inside, ball three. So full count to Haggerty. Right here's have D.D. Gregorius on deck. Leading from second is McCoy. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled to the right side on one hop off the glove of Will Wilson, and it trickles into right. McCoy's around third. He's going to score. Aboard at first on the air is Haggerty. And the Red Deers lead it 4-3. And that was the type of error you just don't see in AAA baseball. A one-hopper that went right off the glove of Will Wilson. It seemed to be routine. It wasn't that sharply hit. I guess it's possible the ball may have been knuckling a bit off the bat of Haggerty. But still, it took a bounce, and Wilson was right there. And somehow it hit him in the glove and bounced away. So the Red Ears have the lead, 4-3. And there's a runner at first with one out. And a pickoff move, and back in is Haggerty. D.D. Gregorius singled his first time up. He's 1-for-1 today. Next pitch coming. Haggerty breaks early, but then the pitch is thrown, and it's a double play grounder right to the shortstop, Luciano, standing on the bag. He fields it and turns it into an easy 6-3 double play. Haggerty started to go and left too early and stopped, and then Gregorius hit a grounder right to the second base bag. The fact that Haggerty had started to go drew Luciano to the base, so he was just standing there, and the ball was hit right to him. Right here, settle for 3 runs in the top of the second inning on 2 hits. There was a big error, and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 3.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, 4-3, Tacoma leads Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the second inning. If you're just joining us, we've seen a lot of scoring early on today. Kyle Hart on the mound for the Red Ears. He faced 9 hitters in the first inning. First pitch to Bryce Johnson, push bunt, first base side. Hart picks it up and throws him out at first. One pitch, one out. Johnson, who hit the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning for a homer, bunts the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning and is thrown out by Kyle Hart. So one down, and now Marco Luciano will be the batter. Hart threw 31 pitches facing the 9 hitters in the first inning. Luciano now ready, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Luciano grounded out to Shiner his first time up. And the pitch in there for a called strike, 1-1. Hart right around 90 with his fastball tonight. Now the 1-1 coming. And there's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. The count goes to 1-2. Hart climbs back up on top of the hill. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball. And down goes Luciano. And Hart has his first strikeout of the game. So 2 down. And now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. And It would be very nice for Kyle Hart if he could bounce back from that long first inning when nine batters came up to the plate and have a quick and easy second inning. He's got a chance. Pitch is hit up the middle, past the diving Gregorius and into center field. A base hit for Fitzgerald on the first pitch. So he has a two-out single. And that's hit number four for the River Cats. Fitzgerald's now reached base twice. He walked earlier. Here's Joey Bard, who walked and scored in the first inning. Bard, right-hand batter. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes to Joey Bart. And there's a swing and a bouncer to short. That should do it. McCoy has it. Goes to Gregorius covering second for the force out, and the inning is over. So while it wasn't three up and three down, it was quick and easy for Kyle Hart, who only threw about eight pitches that inning. And he pitches the first scoreless half inning for either team in tonight's game. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tacoma 4, Sacramento 3 is our score. We go to the third inning of play. Rainiers will send Jake Shiner, Taylor Trammell, and Brian O'Keefe to the plate this inning. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the new-look lineup with no Cade Marlowe in it. Marlowe promoted by the Mariners today and made his big league debut today for Seattle in their daytime shutout victory of the Minnesota Twins. Shiner settles into the batter's box. He grounded into a double play his first time up and his only time up so far today. Right versus right. Jelly with a pitch, and it is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 pitch is ball one. 1-1 the count, a fastball that just missed outside. So the 1-1 pitch is high, 2-1. Two 2-1 pitch coming from Jelly, and it is swung on, bounced to the left side. The third baseman, Fitzgerald, has it, and he throws to first for the out, and Shiner is 0 for 2 tonight. So he bounces out to third, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell had a two-out RBI single in the first inning, brought in the first run of the game. Jelly's pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. It's game three of this six-game series here in Sacramento. The Red Ears, first of two trips to Sacramento this season. Sears one in for a strike now. The Red Ears come right back here in, I think, 4 weeks. Tacoma's had the upper hand head-to-head against the River Cats this year, winning five of the first eight games. They played a six-game series against one another the last week of May / start of June in Tacoma, and that was a 3-3 split. Here's one outside to Trammell, 2-1 now. Now this pitch is nubbed out in front of the plate to Bart out to pick it up and throws to first. Close play, and they got him by a half a step. Close play, but Trammell thrown out by Joey Bart, and two men are gone at the top of the third inning. Trammell took a full swing there and just did a little dribbler a few feet in front of the dish. Brian O'Keefe now the batter. He flied out to center field earlier. And the first pitch is a check swing strike. Owen won the count. Oh, one pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch coming. Lined up the middle, but fielded by Wilson, the second baseman, on a hop, and he throws out O'Keefe at first, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order. So Jelly has his first scoreless half inning of the night. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Provac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 3. Kyle Hart on the hill. He'll face Elliot Ramos, Jackson Reitz, and Armando Alvarez here in the bottom of the third inning. Ramos settles into the batter's box, right-hand hitter. Kyle Hart with his pitch, and it is an off-speed delivery up high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 pitch swung on and popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. So 1-1 now to Ramos. Giants first round draft pick in 2017. He's been injured most of this year. 1-1 pitch hit sharply past the diving McCoy and into left field, a base hit. And Ramos has his second hit of the game, a sharp single to left field. So he's on to start things off, and now Jackson Reitz is the hitter. Reitz. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is inside for a ball. One oh pitch. Runner goes, pitch is stroked into right center field. There's a base hit for Reitz. Going all the way to third is Ramos. They're waving him in. And the relay to the plate is not in time. Scoring is Reitz, Ramos, all the way from first base on a single by Jackson Reitz. He was running on the pitch and had a big jump. The ball was laced into right center. And the Red Ears did not have the smoothest relay back in. And Ramos scored all the way from first base. Trammell had to race into the alley to pick up the ball. Sacramento has tied up this game 4-4, and they have a runner at first with no one out for Armando Alvarez. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Swing and a pop-up foul. One and one. One and one pitch. Inside for a ball. No, they actually called that a strike. Pardon me, 1-2. Must have just caught the inside edge of the automated strike zone. So now Hart with a 1-2 on its way to Alvarez. Swinging a bouncer foul, third base side. Still 1-2. Four tie in the third inning. The runs are coming today for both teams. Hart now with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul in the batter's box. Still one ball, two strikes. Hart's now thrown 50 pitches. Looks like the Rainiers are going to be in the bullpen kind of early today, just based on Hart's pitch count here in the early going with no one out in the third inning. One-two pitch, low for a ball, 2-2. So an even count to Alvarez. Now the 2-2 is low ball three. Changeup that dipped down low, so the count is full, three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Swung on and looped out into shallow right. That's going to drop for a hit in front of the charging DeLoach. Going to second and stopping there is Reitz. Alvarez with his second hit of the game. That's three straight singles to start the third inning. Two on, no one out for Jack Larson. Seven hits for Sacramento now. Jack Larson walked his first time up. Up on the grass at third is Shiner, and Larson shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a strike. It's 0-1. Now Larson again showing bunt and again taking a strike. So it's 0-2. Time called by Larson. He steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Hart, and it is outside for a ball. 1-2. Now a swing and a foul tip. Larson gets a piece of it to stay alive. Right here's with bullpen action now. Logan Allen's warming up. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and another foul. Slider there from Hart. So one ball, two strikes to Larson. Here's pitch number 60 from Hart. And it is a breaking ball just outside, and the count's even now, 2-2. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Larson, and there's the first out at the bottom of the third inning. So Hart gets his second strikeout of the evening, one away. And now Will Wilson will be the batter. Wilson grounded out in the first inning. He's 0-1. Right-hand batter. Hart with the pitch, and it's grounded towards third. Might be two. Shiner staying with a bad hop. Goes to Gregorius for one. Relay to first. Hubble keeps his foot on the bag. He had to stretch, but he did. And that's a double play to end the inning. They go around the horn. Shiner to Gregorius to Hubble. And that wraps up the bottom of the third. One run for the Rivercats on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the fourth inning of play. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
We go to the fourth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4. Zach Deloach leads off for the Red Ears in the fourth inning, and the pitch from Sean Jelly is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now swinging a little roller to third base, and Fitzgerald fields it, and he throws out Deloach at first, and suddenly, Jelly is on a roll. He has retired 5 in a row. Jelly on a roll. Get it? No? Probably. Here's Mark Mathias. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. It was a game, boy. Yesterday, my gosh. Here's one outside to Mathias. We'll start with the ordinary games. Sugarland beat Albuquerque 8-2 as Quincy Hamilton and Alex McKenna hit homers. Here's one in for a strike to Mathias, 1-1. Albuquerque in first place in the second half, but now tied atop the standings with Round Rock, because Round Rock shut out Reno yesterday 8-0. Cole Wynn, 5 scoreless innings of one-hit ball. And Davis Wenzel with a 3-run homer is 18th. There's one inside to Jelly. So Albuquerque and Round Rock are tied atop the standings. They're both 12-5. So now the 2-1 pitch to Mathias is bounced down the third baseline, and it goes foul. Las Vegas and Salt Lake got rained out, if you can believe that, in Salt Lake City. It was one of those summer storms with lightning, and they canceled the game. Well, they didn't cancel it. They postponed it. They're playing a doubleheader today to make up for it. And then there was the thing in Oklahoma City. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Mathias, and Jelly has 2 strikeouts in this game, and both of them have been Mathias. So 2 away, and he's retired 6 in a row, and now Cooper Hummel is the batter. All right, El Paso at Oklahoma City. Bricktown Ballpark was this what seemed to be a good game turned bizarre, as now the pitch to Hummel was outside for a ball. It was 2-2 after 8 innings. Good, tight, well-pitched game. And then I don't know what happened in the ninth, but it defies explanation. Here's a grounder to the right side, and Will Wilson fields it and throws out Hummel to wrap up the top of the fourth inning. That's good, because we're going to need some time to explain this ninth inning in Oklahoma City that occurred yesterday, which we will do momentarily. Right here's go down in order in the top of the fourth, 3-up, 3-down. We head to the bottom of the fourth, Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Tacoma and the Rivercats tied up 4-4. Rainiers bring in a new pitcher for the first time today. Logan Allen is in from the bullpen to make his second appearance since joining the Rainiers. He was terrific in his first appearance when he went 3 2/3 scoreless innings against Round Rock on Saturday. Here's his first pitch to Bryce Johnson, and it is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Allen, 26-year-old lefty from Bradenton, Florida, who has been to the big leagues with Cleveland and the Padres and the Orioles. And his next pitch is in there for a strike, and he was just signed as a free agent after he and the Albuquerque Isotopes parted ways. One ball, one strike to Bryce Johnson, and the next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. All right, so last night in Oklahoma City, 2-2 tie, El Paso and Oklahoma City. They go to the ninth. The Chihuahuas had tied it up with a homer in the eighth. Good, tight, well-pitched game. A 2-1 pitch fouled back, 2-2. Then they got to the ninth, and El Paso, in the top of the ninth inning, just started getting base hit after base hit after base hit. Singles, doubles, more singles. They scored 7 runs in the top of the ninth inning to go up 9-2, as here's a harmless fly to left field that is caught by the left fielder Haggerty with a little slide. And one man is out at the bottom of the fourth, and now Marco Luciano is the hitter. So El Paso breaks open this 2-2 tie. They scored 7 runs, all on hits, in the top of the 10th inning, or top of the 9th inning, pardon me. So they're ahead 9-2 going to the bottom of the 9th. No problem, right? Well, there was a problem. So here's a pitch up high for a ball. The Chihuahuas didn't throw many strikes in the bottom of the 9th. Well, first there were a couple of hits, and Miguel Vargas hit a 3-run homer. But still, they were ahead by 4 after that. Still no big deal, right? That's when they started missing the zone, as there's a pitch in for a strike. And a whole bunch of – there was a bases-loaded walk. There was a bases-loaded hit by pitch. Just ugliness. And Oklahoma City ended up scoring 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to tie it up 9-9. Sears went outside for a ball. 2-1 now to Luciano. So 2-2 after 8 innings. 7 runs in the top of the ninth. 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Let's go to extra innings, tied 9-9. Crazy. 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And then nothing was ordinary in the 10th, although it wasn't as bad as the ninth. But in the top of the 10th, El Paso scored 2 runs, and that was enough. Oklahoma City only scored 1 in the bottom of the 10th. So El Paso won the game 11-10 in 10 innings when it was 2-2 going to the 9th. How does that even happen? Count now two balls, 2 strikes to Luciano. Correction, full count, 3-2, the umpire says. All right, we'll go with him. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Luciano. Allen got him with his breaking ball, and there's his first strikeout of the night. Two down. And now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. Fitzgerald has walked and singled so far and scored a run. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Fitzgerald. Now check swing and he went. That's a strike, 1-1. Allen nods in agreement with O'Keefe. Here comes his 1-1 pitch to Fitzgerald. And it's swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. So 1-2. And the pitch from Allen is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball at 94 on the gun, and down goes Fitzgerald, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth. Three up, three down with two strikeouts for Logan Allen. We go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Sacramento tied up 4-4. Mason McCoy, Sam Haggerty, and D.D. Gregorius to bat at the top of the fifth inning. Sean Jelly has retired 7 in a row. McCoy hit a two-run double off him in the second inning. 1-for-1 today. Jelly's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch on its way. And it is up high and inside for a ball. Two-oh pitch is hit in the air towards center. And Bryce Johnson has plenty of time to move into position and make the catch. And one man is out at the top of the fifth inning. McCoy flies to center. So here comes Sam Haggerty, who is the last man to reach base for the Red Ears. And that came on an error in the second inning. He's 1-for-2 with a single. and has scored a run. And the pitch is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, check swing, and he went, says the third base umpire, 1-2. Or 0-2, pardon me. Now the 0-2 is down and in. There's ball one. So, one ball, two strikes, the count. And the pitch swung on, bounced towards second, and backpedaling to field it is Wilson, and then he throws to first and gets Haggerty for the second out here in the top of the fifth inning. So that's nine in a row retired by Sean Jelly, and almost all of them, well, seven of them, ground balls in the infield. Two down for D.D. Gregorius, who's one for two with a single and a double play grounder. And the pitch is low for ball one. Tomorrow night in game four of this series, Marcus Walden starts for the Red Ears against Kai Wei Teng for the River Cats. It's the 1-0 pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. Now the pitch is pulled down the right field line, foul. 2-1 the count. There is action in the Sacramento bullpen. As now a fly to left by Gregorius. Going back is Larson, and at the track he makes the catch for the final out here at the top of the fifth. 10 in a row set down by Jelly. Rainiers did get to him early, though. But it's three up, three down here at the top of the fifth. We are halfway through it, middle of the fifth with the score. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4. Logan Allen beginning his second inning of relief work for the Red Ears. He'll face Joey Bart, Elliot Ramos, and Jackson Reitz. Allen struck out two of the three batters he faced in the fourth. Joey Bart settles in. He's 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. Kyle Hart started for the Red Ears today, went three innings, allowed seven hits and four runs all earned, walked three, struck out two. Allen now ready with his first pitch to Bart, and it is taken at the knees for a strike. 0-1 the count. Bart back in AAA after spending some time with San Francisco. Next pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. All but sure that at some point, Joey Bart, when he was with the Giants, rode the Bart train in the Bay Area. Had to have, right? There's a swing and a miss, strike two. Maybe when they're playing the A's, just take the Bart across. One-two pitch. Up and away, two balls, two strikes. Allen's 2-2 pitch to Bart is swung on and blooped to the shallow right field area, but Deloach comes in and makes the catch, and Bart is retired. One out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Elliot Ramos is the batter. Ramos 2-for-2 with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Allen is ready. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike. Curveball hitting the outside edge. Next pitch coming. Fastball fouled away. 0-2 to Ramos, who was in a little 1-for-18 slide coming into this game, but he's got two hard hit balls in this game for a single and a double. 0-2 from Allen is hit in the air towards right. Long run for Deloach towards the line. Makes a nice running grab. Zach Deloach in right field with a fine play, moving towards the foul line and angling back a bit as well. And he ended up making a slide on the outfield grass as he caught that ball. Well done by Deloach in right field. Two outs, and now Jackson Reitz is the hitter. Reitz is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And he takes the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. Fastball inside. Two balls, no strikes. And there's ball three, low and away. So three balls, no strikes. Allen's pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 3-1. This pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Or strike two, pardon me. Strike two. So full count, three balls, two strikes. Time called by O'Keefe. He goes to the mound to talk to Logan Allen for a minute prior to this full count pitch. Jackson Reitz, first year with the Giants system, midseason acquisition. 27-year-old catcher from Nebraska who was the Washington Nationals' third-round pick in 2014 coming out of high school in Firth, Nebraska. Reached the big leagues with the Nats 2 years ago. Got into two games. Has two major league at-bats. And hit a double. So he's a career 500 hitter in the big leagues. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And it is popped up on the infield. McCoy is under it. And he makes the catch and the inning is over. So Reitz pops up. And that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down for Logan Allen. He retires the side in order again. We head to the sixth. Tacoma and Sacramento are all even. It is 4-4.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the sixth inning, tied up 4-4. New pitcher for the River Cats, Drew Strotman, in from the bullpen. And he is in relief of Sean Jelly. And his first pitch to Jake Shiner misses for a ball, 1-0. Jelly went five innings, allowed five hits, four runs, three earned, walked one, struck out two. Next pitch to Shiner is inside for a ball, 2-0. Strotman, the new pitcher, is appearing in his 18th game this year. He's mostly been a starter, but recently moved to the pen. 2-5 with a 6.24 ERA. Next pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Strotman, a Bay Area product out of St. Mary's College. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 3-1. Strotman, originally in the Rays system, they drafted him out of St. Mary's back in 2017. Pitch to Shiner is launched high in the sky down the left field line, a foul ball and out of play. Very high fly foul down the left field line. So three balls, two strikes to Jake Shiner. Leading things off in the sixth for the Red Ears. Payoff pitch coming. And a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the first base umpire. And Shiner has struck out. Chased a slider away. One out of the sixth. Taylor Trammell now the batter. Trammell's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Now the pitch is fouled back and out of play. 0-1. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. So no balls, two strikes to Trammell. And he calls time and steps out of the box for a moment. Now the pitch inside for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. 98 mile per hour fastball up, and Trammell swung through it, and that's the second out here in the top of the sixth inning. Stratman firing some heat right there to get the strikeout. So two outs, no one on. O'Keefe at the plate, and he takes a breaking ball for ball one. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch to O'Keefe is inside. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 outside, ball three. And O'Keefe's well out ahead of the count. On deck is Zach Deloach. Now O'Keefe pulls one in the air to left. Larson on the move. He can't get there. It drops in for a hit, and O'Keefe will stop at first base with a two-out single. And there's the Red Deer's first hit and first base runner since the second inning, as Jelly and Stratman combined to retire 12 straight Tacoma batters prior to that single right there from O'Keefe. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And Stratman's pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch on its way. And it's ball two. A little low. So Deloach out ahead of the count here, 2-0 with a runner at first and two outs. Now the pitch is high and away, ball three. There's ball four outside. Four pitches to Deloach, and he heads down to first base. O'Keefe takes second, and the Red Deers have something developing here with two outs. Now Mark Mathias coming to the plate. That pitch to Mathias is a called strike on the outside edge. Mathias struck out in both of his at-bats against Jelly, but now he's facing a new pitcher in Strotman. 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to right, and plenty of time for Ramos to take a few steps towards right center, and he makes the catch, and Mathias is out. And that does it for Tacoma at the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. Two runners left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Sutter Health Park. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Juan Tan, is in from the bullpen. This is his first appearance since July 5th, as Tan was battling a finger problem that he needed some time to get over. So it's been 2 weeks. He's in relief of Logan Allen, who went two scoreless innings, six up, six down with two strikeouts. Very nice outing again for Allen. Armando Alvarez leads off, and Ten's pitch is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Ten has struggled with the right ears, allowing 21 runs in 11 and a third innings. But he was pitching with his finger problem, and he was finally convinced to not do that. Sears a pitch in for a strike, 1-1. And so they gave him 2 weeks off. Never placed him on the IL or anything. Now the 1-1 pitch down low, two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch. Fouled away, and the count's even, 2-2. Ten, the third pitcher used by the Red Ears today. His 10th AAA appearance. 2-2 pitch, swung on and hit in the air towards center. Trammell moves into position and makes the catch, and one man is out. In the sixth, kind of a liner there from Alvarez that is caught by Trammell in center. And now Jack Larson is the batter. Larson has walked and struck out so far, 0-for-1. Left-hand hitter. And Ten's pitch is a swing and a foul back, and it hit the plastic door directly behind home plate here at Sacramento that serves as a gate to the field. A And the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Nice change up there from 10. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air towards left. And lining this one up is Haggerty, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Larson flies out to left field, two away, and now Will Wilson will be the batter. Check it out, our Meritor Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas picked up a road win yesterday over the Springfield Cardinals 5-4. Isaiah Gilliam hit a two-run homer, his 17th. He's an outfielder. And Spencer Packard had two hits and drove in two runs. So there's a swing and a miss by Wilson, strike one. That was a tremendous start at Class A Everett last night by Raul Alcantara. Best of his career, struck out 13 with no walks over seven innings. Here's a swing and a foul by Wilson. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Alcantara allowed only two runs and three hits over seven innings with those 13 Ks. And then the game got weird. Everett blew a 10-2 lead in the ninth inning. This is classic A-ball stuff. They gave up nine runs in the ninth and then won it in the bottom of the ninth with two runs, 12-11. Just crazy stuff there. Here's one down low to Wilson. Axel Sanchez, my guy, he had a single, a double, and a homer, and four runs batted in for Everett. Here's one low for a ball. Got his average up to 205. Come on, Axel. Keep getting hits. We need an Axel Sanchez in Tacoma. 2-2 pitch. Down low, ball three. Never had a player named Axel for the Rainiers. It's time. I mean, not right now. Maybe next year or the year after. 3-2 pitch fouled at the plate. Still 3-2. We need Axel to have a big second half for Everett and go from there. Still 3-2 to Will Wilson. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right, and that's where Deloach is standing. And he makes the catch, and Wilson is out. Three up, one fly ball to left, one fly ball to center, one fly ball to right, and three down. We go to the seventh inning of play. We're all tied up here, 4-4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4. Cooper Hummel, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty do up for the Red Ears at the top of the seventh inning against right-hander Drew Strotman, who worked a scoreless sixth, although the Red Ears did get a couple of base runners against him. First pitch to Hummel is in for a strike, 0-1. Hummel has walked and grounded out so far, 0-1 with a run scored. And the next pitch is in there for a strike. One and one now. This pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch. Outside, ball three. Swing and a foul back. Correction on the count. Two balls, two strikes, the count on Hummel now. Strotman with his pitch, and it is down and in, ball three. So Hummel gets the full count. In the Red Ears bullpen, Zach Muckenhern is loosening up. Looks like he'll have the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it is a check swing foul tip. Hummel got a piece of that with a check swing, and then the foul tip hit the catcher, Joey Bart, who's a little slow to get up behind the plate into the Rivercats trainer is out to check on him along with manager Dave Brundage. And so Bart is giving an indication that he's okay. Foul tip got him on the thigh. But he's all right, he's staying in the game. So full count to Hummel, who settles in at the plate. Right here, they'll take a leadoff walk here, and that is one of Hummel's specialties. Payoff pitch coming, and it is down and in, ball four. There it is, the leadoff walk, Hummel's second walk drawn today, and 60th of the season. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. How about Hummel in this... In his last three games, including this one, he's 0-6 with six walks. Here's McCoy. He's 1-for-2 with a double and two runs batted in. And he shows bunt. Bunts it up the first baseline. It goes foul. Foul ball. Oh, no. They are saying McCoy is out. Because the bunt hit McCoy in fair territory. The ball hit him in fair territory is the ruling that was made by the home plate umpire, Harley Acosta, and John Russell came running out of the dugout to go discuss it with him. And Russell is conversing with Acosta now. McCoy got the bunt down in front of the plate, and it trickled up the first baseline, and it hit McCoy's leg, they said, while he was in fair territory, running inside the baseline. Which is fine, those first couple of steps out of the batter's box. And he made contact with the batted ball while it was in fair territory before any defenders touched it. And so he has been ruled out. And the runner, Hummel, has to stay at first base. Russell is done with his discussion. He's on his way back to the dugout. If you're keeping score, that's scored just a put out to the catcher. So catcher unassisted, and the runner holds at first base. And now a pickoff throw to first, and Hummel is back in. the pitch is outside for a ball to Haggerty. You want to know the count. So batter interference on the bunt. 1-0 pitch outside. Two balls. No strikes. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it is high, ball three. Pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Throw to first base, back in, standing up is Hummel. Hummel does have 18 steals this year, and he's only been caught four times. He's the go-ahead runner here at the top of the seventh inning. 3-1 pitch is hit in the air towards center, going back Bryce Johnson, but he's there to make the catch, and that is the second out at the top of the seventh inning. And now D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. Mariners won today. They shut out the Twins 5-0. George Kirby, 7 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts. Teoscar Hernandez had 2 hits, a homer, and 2 runs batted in. He's a good candidate to be traded if the Mariners are not in contention when the deadline comes around on August 1st. So here's a swing and a bouncer, foul first base side. Reason for that is just because he's a free agent after this season anyway, so the Mariners could try to get something for him. Mike Ford hit a 2-run homer today, his 10th. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul, 0-2. So the Mariners split that four-game series with the Twins, and they're back to 500 at 48-48. They've got the Blue Jays coming in for 3 this weekend. Mariners are going to see the Twins again right away on their next road trip. O-2 pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming to Gregorius. No, a move to first, and Hummel's back in, and that's the second pickoff throw. So Hummel should be able to get a good jump now if he wants. And the pitch is swung on and missed. That is strike three. Gregorius strikes out swinging, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Strotman with his third strikeout. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Sacramento where the Red Ears and the Sacramento Rivercats are tied up 4-4. And that's the same score that we had at the end of the third inning. As early on, it looked like we were in for a really high-scoring game tonight, but the pitching settled in. Speaking of which, a new pitcher for the Red Ears here at the bottom of the seventh inning, Zach Muckenhorn, the newly acquired lefty, just recently picked up from the Mets. He'll face Bryce Johnson. Switch hitter bats right-handed, and Muckenhorn's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. This is Muckenhorn's third appearance with Tacoma. He's allowed 3 runs in 3 innings so far. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air towards right center field and pretty deep. Trammell's back. Trammell's at the track. Trammell has room and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Bryce Johnson flies out to the warning track in right center. One out. And now Marco Luciano is the bat. Luciano 0-3 with 2 strikeouts today. Muckenhorn's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Just did catch the bottom inside corner of the zone. Oh, 1 pitch. Swung on, bounced slowly up the first baseline, and it is a fair ball picked up by Hummel, and he tags out Luciano right in front of the bag. Luciano thought he was safe. He's standing there with his arms spread wide, saying he wasn't tagged. And the first base coach for Sacramento, Robbie Robinson's arguing with the first base umpire, McKay. And now here comes Dave Brundage, the manager of the Rivercats. He's going to talk this over with a man in blue. We have replay in the booth here. Let's see. Did Hummel tag him? Well, I couldn't tell from that angle. Luciano sure didn't seem so. He is either honestly stunned to be called out or he's a pretty good actor, Marco Luciano. Hard to say. Brundage is still in the conversation here with McKay. And, you know, Brundage is a former Red Ears manager and Red Ears coach, and he likes a good disagreement. He likes a debate. He enjoys it. And he is in an extended conversation with first base umpire and crew chief Alex McKay. Well, we got the right angle on the play, and yeah, the Rainiers caught a break right there. Hummel didn't tag him. He missed him. That is very helpful for the Rainiers. Brundage is done with his discussion with McKay. And the out is official. The fans don't like it, and they shouldn't. So two men are out in the seventh, and now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the batter. Fitzgerald's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. And he swings and fouls one back. 0-1 the count. Rainier's pitchers have now retired 13 in a row. So now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Kyle Hart, the starter, retired the final two batters he faced in the third. Logan Allen went 6-up, 6-down for 2 innings. Juan Ten pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning. And now Muckenhorn has retired the first two to come to the plate here in the seventh. And he's ahead of Fitzgerald 0-2. The lefty comes set. And his pitch is swung on and popped up foul first base side into the seats. That's a souvenir. Still no balls, two strikes. Mockenhearn's ready. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled off first base side. Out of play. So 0-2 to Fitzgerald. And the pitch is up and away. One ball, two strikes. And the next delivery is swung on and looped out into left center. That's a base hit. Racing over to cut it off is Haggerty. Trying to stretch it is Fitzgerald. The throw to second is not in time. Fitzgerald with some aggressive base running stretches that single into a double. And Sacramento now has the go-ahead runner in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Tyler Fitzgerald with his ninth double of the season, and that was a hustle double. Joey Bart now the batter. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a walk and a run score. Bart settling in at the plate after O'Keefe went to the hill for a brief talk with Mockenhearn. Bart looks out towards the mound. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. And it is swung on and hit on one hop to McCoy at shortstop, who flags it down and throws to first for the out of the inning is over. Mockenhearn works a scoreless bottom of the seventh. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It's still Tacoma 4, Sacramento 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the eighth inning, tied up 4-4. And Sacramento goes to the bullpen, and they bring in the right-hander, Nick Avila. He leads the league in wins, 11-0. And Avila brought in a tie game, which this is Dave Brundage, manager of the Rivercats, going to his good luck charm. Avila, who just has a knack for getting wins. Out of the pen, 11-0, and every win's coming in a relief role. Avila, 11-0 with a 3.80 ERA. This is his league-leading 35th appearance. 45 innings pitched, just 33 hits allowed. Sometimes he gets wild. He's walked 26. He has struck out 42. So Avila faces Jake Schiner to lead off the top of the eighth inning. And the right-hander with his pitch. And it swung on and chopped down the third baseline, foul. There's strike one. So Schiner bounces a foul on the third base side. Shiner's been quiet today, 0 for 3. Double play grounder and a strikeout in the mix, too. Homered in the series opener here on Tuesday night. 0-1 pitch to Schiner, swing and a miss and a slider, and the count goes to 0-2. Drew Stratman, the previous pitcher for Sacramento, tossed two scoreless innings of one hit ball, walked two, struck out three. 0-2 pitch coming to Schiner, and this is a called strike three, and down he goes, one away. Taylor Trammell is the batter. Right, here's are loosening up Diego Castillo in the bullpen. Trammell's 1-for-3 with an RBI single, and he watches a breaking ball drop in there for a called strike, 0-1. Trammell thought that pitch was low, but the computer said otherwise, and Trammell calls time and steps out. Oh, one pitch coming down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Rainiers have just one hit since the second inning. Kind of amazing that the Rainiers' first trip through the lineup, they sent, you know, nine batters to the plate, first trip through the lineup. Five of them had hits and another one had a walk, so six of the first nine hitters reached base. They scored four runs during that time. And since then, almost nothing. No runs, just one hit and two walks since then. We're now in the eighth. Of this tie game. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swung on and looped out into shallow left. That's going to drop in for a base hit for Trammell. He might try to stretch it. Larson comes running in to pick it up, but he's not even going to be able to make a throw to second. Trammell with a bloop double to left. And the right ears now have the go-ahead runner in scoring position. Little flare that falls in for two bases. Trammell will take it, his 10th double of the season. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe, 1-for-3 with a single so far. Avila checks the runner at second, and the pitch to O'Keefe is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Eighth inning of a tie game here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Raley Field, it used to be called for 20 years. O'Keefe standing outside of the batter's box ahead of the count, 2-0. Now here we go, the 2-0 pitch from Avila with Trammell at second. It's a swing and a miss, and the count moves to 2-1. Now Avila's ready. Correction on the count, it's 1-1. And a little grounder down to short that's scooped up by Luciano, and he holds Trammell at second and then throws out O'Keefe, and two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. O'Keefe grounds out to shortstop. So Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Avila is ready. And the pitch is roped foul down the right field line. Strike one. Right here's looking for a big two-out hit. 0-1 pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Trammell with his lead at second. More or less being held on over there by Luciano. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. One and two to Deloach. Nick Avila, 25-year-old righty. He's from not far from here, from Modesto. First Triple-A season. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Deloach, and it's a breaking ball up high. And the count's even, 2-2. Two pitch. Misses ball three outside. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swung on, pulled into right field, moving over Ramos. He can't get it. It drops, takes a hop, and then goes over the fence for a automatic double. And Trammell will score. And the Red Ears have a 5-4 lead at the top of the eighth inning. Deloach driving a ball to right field and having it bounce over the low right field fence into the Tacoma bullpen. Zach Deloach gives the Red Ears the lead. Second hit of the game for Deloach. His 17th double of the year and 49th run batted in. Big two-out hit right there. Here's Mark Mathias, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swung on, lined right to short. Luciano catches it, and that's it for Mathias and the Red Ears in the eighth. But they break the tie. First run for anyone since the third inning. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Sacramento 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Tacoma leading the Rivercats 5-4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, comes in from the bullpen. He's in relief of Zach Muckenhern, who went one scoreless inning, giving up one hit. So Castillo is in. This is back-to-back days pitching for Castillo. He worked yesterday. Pitched 1-3 up, 3-down inning with two strikeouts. Here's his first pitch to Elliot Ramos, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Castillo, 4-2 with a 6.18 ERA. This is his 24th appearance for the Rainiers. 0-1 pitch on its way, and it swung on and lined down the first baseline, and that's going to be extra bases into the corner. Deloach chasing it down. Ramos is around second as the ball got away from Deloach, and Ramos goes all the way to third with a leadoff triple here in the eighth. The ball shot down the right field line and bounced around in that corner out there, and Ramos gets three bases. Now Jackson Reitz is the hitter. Well, the tying runner at third, no one out. Right here's bring the infield in. Castillo's pitch to Reitz is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Right here's just snapped the 4-4 tie at the top of this inning, and now immediately Sacramento has the tying runner at third with no one out. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Nice slider there from Castillo. Reitz is 1-for-3, had an RBI single in the third. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss at another slider. There's strike two. Reitz chasing pitches outside, sliders away. Castillo would love a strikeout here with a runner at third base and no one out. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two coming. Outside with the slider. This time Reitz lays off of it. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. High ball four. He lost a man. Reitz heads down to first base with a walk. And runners are at the corners with no one out. And Armando Alvarez coming to the plate. So the Red Ears in a bind here. Well, we're going to get a pinch runner at first base for Reitz. And it is Michael Gigliotti to run for Reitz. That's the go-ahead runner at first base. Reitz was the DH today, so they won't have to make any defensive changes in the ninth. Well, here we go. Alvarez stands in, first pitch looped out into right center. There's a base hit to tie the game as Ramos crosses the plate. Moving up to second is Gigliotti. Armando Alvarez with his third hit of this game. A soft single to right center that ties it up. It's 5-5. And now the Rivercats have the go-ahead runner in scoring position at second base and nobody out. Jack Larson now the hitter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk today. He may be asked to bunt here, but he tried to bunt earlier and did not get a bunt down. Rainier's anticipating a bunt with Shiner up on the grass at third, and this pitch is bunted foul. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Larson. Rainiers have the middle infielders back at double play depth, although a bunt play is on here with Gregorius prepared to cover first base from his position at second. And now this is bunted third base side. Shiner picks it up, and he throws to Gregorius covering first for the out, but the runners move up. Gigliotti goes to third, and Alvarez takes second. Sacrifice bunt goes 5-4. So the Rivercats have two men in scoring position with one out. Will Wilson is the scheduled batter, but he's not going to hit. Isan Diaz is going to pinch hit for Will Wilson, a left-handed hitter. And a dangerous one, although this year he has spent almost the entire season on the injured list and has not gotten hot at the plate, hitting just 205 in 78 at-bats this year, but with five homers. He's pinch hitting for second baseman Will Wilson. That also happens to be Diaz's position too, so he'll probably just play second base in the ninth. Right, here's have the infield drawn in all the way around. The pitch from Castillo is inside for a ball 1-0. The Rainiers have Blake Wyman warming up at the pen. Gigliotti at third, he's the go-ahead runner. Alvarez is at second with one out. Castillo's 1-0 pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. In the ninth inning, the right here's scheduled batters are Hummel, McCoy, and Haggerty. And now the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, calls time, and he's going out to the mound to talk to Castillo. I guess it's possible they may consider walking Diaz to load the bases and set up a force out everywhere and the possibility of a double play to escape this situation. Especially now that they're behind in the count 2-0. The on-deck hitter is Bryce Johnson. And after him would be Luciano. Well, Cuevas is back in the dugout now. Two balls, no strikes, infield in. Gigliotti, the lead runner at third. And here's the pitch, and it is swung on and pulled to deep right field. Way back it goes, and it is gone. A three-run homer for Eason Diaz. And Sacramento has taken the lead 8-5. Diaz's sixth homer of the year. Just launched that pitch out of here to right field. Bryce Johnson will be the batter, and he's not going to face Diego Castillo. John Russell's out to the mound. He's going to go to the bullpen and get Blake Wyman in there. Castillo working back-to-back days. He threw really well yesterday, but today not so much, as the Rivercats have scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score, Sacramento 8, Tacoma 5.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rivercats lead the Red Ears 8-5. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Blake Wyman coming in from the bullpen. One out, no one on base. He'll face Bryce Johnson and Marco Luciano. And hopefully that's it. And then the Red Ears will see if they can put something together in the ninth. Bryce Johnson, 1-for-4 with a leadoff homer in the first inning. Switch hitter bats right against Wyman. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. This is Wyman's 33rd appearance. He is 1-3 with a 4.43 ERA. His 0-1 pitch is on its way. And it's hit in the air to center field. Trammell back several steps, but he has a read on it, and he makes the catch. And one man, or two men are out in the bottom of the eighth. Wyman takes care of Bryce Johnson. And now Marco Luciano is the hitter. Giants top prospect, 0-for-4 today in his second AAA game. Here's the pitch to Luciano, and it's a breaking ball called a strike, 0-1. Next pitch. In there for a called strike. 0-2. From Wyman. Swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. So Wyman ahead of Luciano. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and hit up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Luciano. So he has the Rivercats' 12th hit of this game. And now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the batter with a runner at first and two down. Everyone in the Rivercats lineup has reached base with either a hit or a walk. Wyman with the pitch to Fitzgerald now, and it's a fastball inside. 1-0 the count. Now a toss to first base, and back in standing up is Luciano. Well, the Rivercats on a 7-game losing streak, so they're thinking that they may be putting an end to that tonight. 1-0 pitch from Wyman is fouled away. 1-1 now to Tyler Fitzgerald. Now the 1-1 pitch coming. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. 1-2. So ball and two strikes, two outs, runner at first. Wyman just trying to put an end to this eighth inning. He's ready, and his pitch is breaking ball just outside, and the count's even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it's lined to left. Back is Haggerty, and it's over his head, and it takes a short hop off the fence. Coming to third is Luciano. They're going to hold him there as the ball is already into McCoy. And it's a double for Fitzgerald. And runners are at second and third with two outs for Joey Bart. Third hit of the game for Tyler Fitzgerald. Joey Bart, the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning. He's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch from Wyman is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two men in scoring position, two outs. Wyman's 1-1 pitch, breaking ball just outside. Two balls, one strike. Rivercats have scored four runs here in the eighth to take an 8-5 lead. They've also positioned their reliever, Nick Avila, for his league-leading 12th win if the Rainiers don't come back. So here's a grounder foul by Bart. Two balls, two strikes. Wyman's 2-2 pitch, outside, ball three. First base is open, Ramos on deck. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Joey Bart, and that closes out the bottom of the eighth inning. But the damage is done. Sacramento scores four runs, and they do it with five hits. There were no Tacoma errors and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. Right here's Nita Rally. It's Sacramento 8, Tacoma 5.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the ninth inning. Sacramento leading the right here is 8-5. And they bring in left-hander Eric Miller to pitch the top of the ninth. He's in relief of Nick Avila, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one run. No walks, one strikeout. So Miller, to try to close it for the River Cats, he does have three saves this year, 1-1 with a 2.45 ERA. He could be wild, though. Cooper Hubble will lead things off for the Red Ears, followed by Mason McCoy and Sam Haggerty. Miller into his motion. First pitch to Hummel, who's batting right-handed, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Isan Diaz, who hit the pinch hit three-run homer to give the River Cats the lead, remains in the game defensively at second base. Next pitch in for a strike to Hummel. 1-1 the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes to Hummel. And the pitch is down low. 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming from Miller. Swing and a miss, strike three. There's the first out here in the ninth inning. So one away, and now Mason McCoy will hit. McCoy's 1-for-3 with a two-run double back in the second inning. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball. One oh is outside. Two balls. Well, called a strike on the outside edge. 1-1 to McCoy. Miller hitting 97 with that fastball. Live arm from the left side. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike now, 1-2. Slider from Miller. McCoy steps back in now, behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. One out of the ninth, Rainier's down by three. Miller's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Red Ears are down to their last out. Sam Haggerty is the batter. Haggerty's 1-for-4 with a single, a run scored. And he hits the first pitch of the air to center field. This is going to do it. Johnson makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Right here's going order of the ninth. And Sacramento wins it. 8-5 is the final score. And they end their seven-game losing streak. And the Red Ears now find themselves leading this series 2-1. But the Red Ears back under 500 for the year at 46-47. Rivercats take it with a big rally at the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, the Rivercats take this one by the final score of 8-5 over the Red Ears, and Sacramento did it today with a big rally in the bottom of the eighth inning. At the beginning of this game, it looked like we were really in store for a high-scoring one, but then the pitching settled in. But early on, there was a lot of offense. Red Ears got a run at the top of the first against Sean Jelly with 3 singles, ultimately Taylor Trammell singling in Sam Haggerty to put the Red Ears up 1-0. Kyle Hart took the mound in the bottom of the first, and his very first pitch was launched for a game-tying homer by Bryce Johnson, and it was 1-1. Then with one out, Hart walked back-to-back batters, and Elliot Ramos then doubled to right field, bringing in Tyler Fitzgerald to make it 2-1. And after a force out, Armando Alvarez singled in another run, and it was 3-1. In the first inning. In the top of the second, though, the Red Ears ended up scoring 3 to regain the lead. Zach Deloach hit a leadoff single. Then with one out, Cooper Hubbell walked, and Mason McCoy came up, and McCoy hit a 2-run double into the left field corner, tying the game up 3-3. Then Sam Haggerty hit a one-hopper that somehow was not fielded by the second baseman. It went for an error, and McCoy scored the go-ahead run. The Red Ears were up 4-3 in the second. But Sacramento tied it in the third with 3 straight singles against Hart. And Jackson Reitz had the RBI single, bringing in Elliot Ramos to make it 4-4. Then the pitching took over, and nobody scored for a while. In fact, teams weren't even getting hits or base runners. The Raiders went through a stretch in which they made 12 straight outs. The Rivercats went through a stretch in which they made 13 straight outs, and it was still 4-4 when we got to the eighth inning. In the top of the eighth, with Nick Avila, the leading the minor league baseball win leader with 11 wins, came in to pitch in relief. It's what he always does. He has all these wins out of the bullpen. He ended up getting another one today, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, because the Raiders scored off him in the eighth when Zach DeLoach doubled in Taylor Trammell, who had hit a double, and the Raiders were ahead 5-4. It looked like the Raiders might hand Avila his first loss of the year after those 11 wins. That was not to be. The bottom of the inning, the Raiders brought in Diego Castillo, fresh off a scoreless inning yesterday. First batter he faced, Elliot Ramos, tripled to the right field corner. Then Jackson Reitz walked. Michael Gigliotti pinch ran for him. Armando Alvarez then singled softly to right center, scoring Ramos and tying the game 5-5. Jack Larson laid down a sack bunt, moving the runners up to second and third. And then Isan Diaz pinch hit for Will Wilson. Castillo fell behind in the count 2-0. The Raiders pitching coach Jairo Cuevas went to the mound for a visit with Castillo. And before Cuevas even got to the dugout, Isan Diaz had cranked a three-run homer on the next pitch. And Sacramento was ahead 8-5, and that would be the final score as Eric Miller pitched a scoreless ninth. Rivercats win at 8-5. Sacramento had 8 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors, left 8 on base. Tacoma, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, left 5 on base. Avila's the winner, 12-0. The save to Miller, his 4th. Loss goes to Diego Castillo. He falls to 4-3. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 40 minutes. The attendance, 3,549. The Rivercats are now 41-51 on the year, 7-11 in the second half, and the Red Ears fall to 46-47 on the year, 9-9 in the second half. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow at 6:45, and the Red Ears are sending Marcus Walden to the mound against right-hander Kai-Wee Tang, who has never faced the Red Ears before, and that's tomorrow, 6:45. Pre-game show starts at 6:35. Rivercats win it 8-5. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Sacramento beats Tacoma 8-5. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners won today. They shut out the Twins 5-0 behind George Kirby. Kirby went 7 scoreless, had 10 strikeouts. Teoscar Hernandez had 2 hits, including a homer, drove in 2. Mike Ford hit a 2-run homer. Cade Marlowe, big league debut, 0-3, but he did draw a walk. Mariners get the split of the 4-game series with the Twins. A lighter schedule in the big leagues today, 10 games instead of the usual 15. Tigers shut out Kansas City 3-0 behind Michael Lorenzen's 7 scoreless innings. Baltimore took down Tampa Bay 4-3 in 10. Colton Cowser's sack fly in the 10th inning brought in the winning run. Baltimore now leads the AL East over Tampa by 1 game. They just finished up in Oakland. The Astros beat the A's 3-1 behind the pitching of J.P. France. 2 interleague games today. Toronto shut out San Diego 4-0 to avoid being swept at home. Chris Bassitt with 6 scoreless innings to get his 10th win. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Alejandro Kirk each with homers for the Jays. And the White Sox beat the Mets 6-2 as Yasmani Grandal hit a big two-run double in the sixth inning. National League games today, the Braves were trailing Arizona 5-4 at the bottom of the eighth when Austin Riley connected for a three-run homer to put him ahead, and they won the game 7-5. Matt Olson, a couple of homers for the Braves. He's up to 32 bombs. Rookie Andrew Abbott tossed eight scoreless innings against the Giants, and the Reds beat San Francisco 5-1. Corbin Burnes has been hot recently for the Brewers, and today he went eight scoreless with 10 strikeouts as Milwaukee shut out the hot Phillies 4-0. Christian Yelich with a three-run homer. And St. Louis won at Wrigley against the Cubs 7-2, getting homers from Jordan Walker and Paul DeJong. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Sacramento, the Rivercats had the comeback win and beat the Red Ears 8-5. We'll be back with more right after this.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, Sacramento takes down Tacoma 8-5 as it looked like the Red Ears might beat Nick Avila, who is 11-0 from the bullpen for the Rivercats this year, leads the minor leagues in wins. But instead of taking his first loss when the Red Ears scored against him in the top of the eighth inning to take a 5-4 lead, Avila ended up getting the win because the Rivercats scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth, with Isan Diaz snapping the 5-5 tie with a pinch-hit three-run homer. And the Rivercats ended a seven-game losing streak today with this victory. The Red Ears are going to try to put them on a new losing streak tomorrow. Tomorrow night's game's at 6:45. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Sugarland hammered Albuquerque today 11-3. Round Rock lost at home to Reno 2-1. So Albuquerque and Round Rock still tied in first place in the second half standings. El Paso doubled up Oklahoma City 12-6. Vegas and Salt Lake played a doubleheader to make up their rainout in Salt Lake City last night, and they split. Salt Lake won the first game 5-4. Vegas hammered them in the second game 11-1. Well, the Red Ears will send Marcus Walden to the mound tomorrow night at 6:45. He'll be opposed by Sacramento's Kwee Tang, and that is, again, 6:45. We'll start up our pregame show at 6:35. Sacramento wins it 8-5, the final. That'll do it for today's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Have a great rest of your night. Talk to you tomorrow evening.